Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27. Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. I love this picture. It's all over 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It's just a great, especially the last half of this chapter, a great picture, word picture of the church as the body of Christ with all kinds of different members, just like a physical body has all kinds of different members, fingers, toes, legs, arms, a head. Like, so the church is the body with all kinds of different parts. And every part matters. Like, the finger doesn't say to the toe, I don't need you. And the leg doesn't say to the arm, I don't need you. And our arms and legs don't say to the heart, we don't need you. To the lung, we don't need you. Like, it all works together. And so the church is this way. Like, we're the body of Christ. He is our head, and every part, every member matters. And this is where I just want to encourage you. As I was reading this and just preparing to pray this verse, I just thought about the number of people who are in a church who feel like they don't matter. Like, almost like spectators who come to church, sit on Sunday, yeah, maybe interact with some people, maybe not even that, but then kind of walk away and then think, yeah, that pastor, he's really important, or that leader is really important, or these people do all these things. Yeah, they're kind of the way that make this whole church run. But in the process, like, the adversary has blinded so many Christians to the fact that they are members of the body of Christ, and valuable members at that, every single one of them. And so I just want to encourage you, when you think about your church, one, to be a member of a church, like, to be committed to a body, a local body of believers, and then as you are committed to that church, realize you have gifts by the Spirit of God for the building of that church. And God has designed your membership in that church to matter. Your part, like, you have a part to play in that church that is vital for that church to be the body of Christ that it was designed to be. Like, believe that. Don't let the adversary convince you otherwise and keep you a spectator in the kingdom of God and the body of Christ. God, I pray that every single follower of Jesus listening to this right now would know they are an invaluable member of their body, their local church, the body of Christ they call their church. May every single one of them know they have a part to play in your plans in that church for the building up of that body, for the growth of that body, for the health of that body, that you've given them gifts by your Spirit for that purpose, and their gifts matter. And so, God, I pray that you would bring them off the sidelines, engage them in the work of that body with humble confidence, humility, because they know that they are in the body of Christ only by your grace, and anything they have to offer is by your grace, but with confidence, believing that you have given such grace. God, I think about the members of the church I pastor. So many precious brothers and sisters, you've gifted each one of them supernaturally for the building up of this church. God, I pray that you would Help us as a church to experience the maximum effect of your gifts, your grace, and all the members of this body. God, I pray for this in the church. I pray for this in all the churches that are represented and those who are praying together right now. Please, oh God, help us to see the beauty of the body of Christ that we're a part of and the value that we are in it as members of your body. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.